from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Mike, right now I'm on an island on this Aiyuk trade, me and a guy who has a dog avatar on Twitter who has somehow broken a lot of these stories.
Well, I'm not ready to join you on that island yet, but I'll tell you what I think, not necessarily what I know. You want to know what I think?
Yes.
I think the Steelers are offering Aiyuk less than other teams are offering, and they're offering the 49ers less than other teams are offering, but it may just be a situation where if they wait long enough, they're going to be the last man standing.
Some of these other reports out there from insiders who are trying to kind of not entirely refute, but somewhat refute what I'm saying, keep talking about other teams. And my rebuttal is, who the hell are these other teams, Mike?
Well, the Patriots and Browns have been linked to Aiyuk. The Patriots, for months, really, they offered a second-round pick before the draft to the 49ers, and the 49ers wouldn't do it. Remember, there were five teams willing to give Aiyuk what he wanted financially before the draft, but none of them could work out deals with the 49ers. Now that Aiyuk has the ability and the permission of the 49ers to talk to other teams, it's basically whittled down to Browns, Patriots, and Steelers, and we've already seen the Patriots, based on reporting from last night, I think it was Matt Maiocco of NBC Sports Bay Area, that said the Patriots are out, in part because Aiyuk didn't want to go there. The Browns may be the next ones to go. And then I think it comes down to, will the 49ers take what the Steelers are offering and Aiyuk take what the Steelers are offering, or will the 49ers and Aiyuk get together and work out a deal that keeps him in San Francisco? And one thing I've been saying for weeks, if there are other teams out there that are willing to pay Aiyuk what the 49ers won't and give something up in trade to get him, at some point the light bulb has to go off for the 49ers. Maybe we should just pay the guy what he wants, because these other teams are paying him what he wants and they're giving us stuff for him. All we have to do is pay him what he wants.
Mike, do you think it's like better than 50-50 then that they eventually come to their senses, in San Fran and do exactly that? Or do you still think it's more likely that he ends up on another team next year?
I don't know. And I'm never going to tell you that I know when I don't know. And a lot of this is driven by the personalities. It's driven by how far down the road Coach Kyle Shanahan has gone with having a guy in the building who's not practicing. Mike Silver, the San Francisco Chronicle, had, I think, a very insightful report that this has just exasperated Shanahan. You know, look at what has made the 49ers great the past 5 years. They have a collection of badasses who roll out of bed and run through a wall without a moment's notice. When you have a guy who's in and around that incubator for getting all the players ready to do that, flip the switch on hard, flip the switch off, flip the switch on, flip the switch off, and run through wall after wall after wall. When there's a guy who's not doing anything, there's a concern, I think, that that can metastasize through the roster. And I think that's irked Kyle Shanahan to the point where they may just be willing to throw their hands in the air and say, we just got to move on from this guy, which shows you that there's kind of a strategic component to the hold-in that with certain coaches can work, because the coach just can't take it when there's a guy there who's undermining what the message is the coach is trying to send to the rest of the roster.
Mike, I feel good about what I put out there because some of the national people or even in San Francisco haven't gotten this story right the whole time. Like Mayoko, who I think is great. I mean, the guy's covered the team for 30 years since Montana was there. He said on Monday night the Steelers were out. I mean, out means they can't come back in. So what, something changed. Schefter said yesterday, no, not a landing spot, and then had to offer up a mea culpa, say actually they're back in, and he made McAfee take the video down of him saying not a landing spot. So even the biggest names in this seem to be getting either misinformation or information changing where they have to go from a hardline stance to something entirely different in not a, short amount of time.
Here's what I did on Monday, and I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole of what knocked me out of commission yesterday, but if you've ever had vertigo, you will know why I was out of commission yesterday.
Oh, yes.
But on Monday night, when the guy who uses the dog as the avatar reported that the deal to the Steelers was done, I got in touch with someone who would know, and what I was told is nothing's been decided yet, which is a far cry from, what the hell are you talking about? The Steelers aren't even in this.
Yep.
Nothing's been decided yet. When the specific question is there a deal in place to send Ayuk to the Steelers, tells me that there's something that could be cooking. And yesterday I was a basket case and I was out of whack, but I need to get back into this and see what's going on, because I think the Steelers are going to be the last man standing. And it might not be top dollar for Ayuk, and it might not be top trade return for the 49ers, but it might just be the only alternative to this bad situation of Ayuk not practicing with the 49ers.
That's why I think those deals with Cleveland and New England got leaked. I think the specifics of the teams and what would be going back got leaked, because when the Steelers end up getting him for less than that, instead of 49ers fans and 49ers media blaming John Lynch, they're going to blame Brandon Ayuk. He's going to look like the bad guy because he prevented the 49ers from trading him to one of those teams for a better package of players and picks.
It just shows you that players at times have more power than they realize. And, you know, it's funny because I thought of Mike Tomlin's line, "We want volunteers, not hostages." That kind of applies both ways if he ends up with the Steelers. Because in San Francisco, even though they don't come out and say it that way, that mindset is kind of wired into Kyle Shanahan. And we know that's the way Mike Tomlin thinks. And he's got a guy who's volunteering to be the Steelers. And it's especially true if he ends up taking less than he could have gotten elsewhere to show how badly he wanted to be with the Steelers.
We want everyone else's hostages as long as they want to volunteer for us.
There you go.
Mike, you obviously traffic daily almost in scoops and stuff like this.
And scuttlebutt.
Tons of scuttlebutt.
He loves scuttlebutt.
Is this your first interaction with, or the first you are ever seeing of, the famed Pretty Ricky, the dog avatar guy, the Spuds McKenzie guy, or have you heard of his exploits before?
Look, I've heard of Pretty Ricky's exploits, and it's clearly someone who is within the NFL ecosystem and is in a position to know things. But I'll tell you what, that guy is wrong a lot.
Oh.
It's very easy. It's very easy to just be wrong when you have no accountability for it. You don't have an employer. You don't have an editor. You don't have a producer. You don't have to go to anyone and say, but. I'm always leery. And this applies whether we know who they are or we don't know who they are. When there's somebody, and I can name some names, somebody who's like been with a media organization and then leaves, that person continues to break news on their own, I'm always leery about it, because there isn't the same accountability as when you have a paycheck riding on being right. So Pretty Ricky has been wrong pretty often, but Pretty Ricky has also been right. The problem is, if I'm going to hitch my wagon, I want to make sure I'm hitching it when he's right, not when he's wrong.
Mike, we've talked about this before, where Jerry Dulac has gotten things wrong, and you've said the Steelers fed him this story as a make good. So if I end up being wrong about the Ayuk thing, I guess I'm going to have some other bombshell for you in about 2 or 3 months if we go with that.
Good. Yeah. Well, you're saying a lot in saying that.
Yes, I am.
You're saying plenty.
Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
See you guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.